Okay, guys, Google employees are now being fired left and right, but you know who's being fired as well? Well, every single tech company out there. It seems like layoffs are the norm. Many people graduating from college can't get a job. Companies are also hiring a bunch of foreign workers. It's not really looking so good for the job market, okay? This is very different from 2019, where if you have a pretty decent degree, decent work experience, you're basically guaranteed a job. It's also very different from during peak pandemic because interest rates are at near zero. Back in the day, if you had a pulse, they'll hire you. But now Google is shrinking down, offering buyouts to employees across the country, including their search. This is big because when you think of Google, you don't really think about their phones or other items. You think about Google, the search engine. But because AI is getting so powerful, we're seeing the search being replaced by, for example, ChatGPT, you know, Google Gemini, other AI stuff. That's the type of things that we're seeing here. They're also mandating a lot of remote workers to live within 50 miles in an office, which is pretty messed up because the reason why people like remote work, I love remote work because I don't have to be near a company HQ or a major metropolitan city because those are very, very expensive areas to live. So when you do a force office mandate where they have to be in the office, it's like a backdoor layoff. A lot of people are simply just going to quit voluntarily because you're not really saving enough to live so close to the company. And if you look into Google, these layoffs are getting really scary because Google is a lot nicer than other companies. They're not going to just straight up fire you, but they're going to offer you a decent severance package, health benefits, and much more if you just quit voluntarily. If you check out some of the TikTok videos, it really does show you that a lot of people are now being laid off in tech. Check out some of these videos.
Exactly 1 year ago, I was working in tech and then I got laid off. I was really burnt out from working and I was lucky enough to get severance, so I decided to take time off.
I was a senior project manager at Facebook until this past week. Here's my resume, help me find a job. So you'll see my official title is actually extra bad guy, but that's just an internal term that they use for senior project managers.
Meta has fired about 24 staff in Los Angeles for abusing $25 meal credits.
So I just got laid off from my job at Meta. After laying off 13,000 people in November, they're doing another round, laying 10,000 people off, and unfortunately, I was one of them. This is my first job out of college, and I can't lie, I'm pretty heartbroken. Not even 24 hours before I was laid off, Adam, the CEO of Instagram, made a video on his personal account celebrating a feature that I worked on.
I just got fired. I just got let go, I got furloughed, whatever you want to call it. I'm no longer in tech. I was working for a company in tech sales, being an account manager, but the company is going through a lot of financial problems and they can no longer afford me.
You can clearly see that layoffs are becoming the norm. Microsoft cuts 3% of their entire workforce. Amazon trimming employees. Intel fired like 20% of its entire workforce. And if you combine it with the layoffs last year, they basically fired over like 20 to 30,000 employees. And we're seeing Salesforce halting hiring of engineers because of AI. This is devastating for the tech job market. And even all the way back in early this year in January, they offered a voluntary buyout in its hardware and platform teams. And then when not enough people said yes to it, they actually did forced layoffs. And now Google is doing voluntary buyouts and these new layoffs in their search department and other areas besides hardware. So this is really disturbing to see. If you look into Google, you clearly see that some of their biggest real estate projects are now being canceled. For example, one of the biggest projects, Google Landings, it's supposed to finish around like 2025, 2026. It's now completely halted. A new garage and a massive new office. And it's supposed to kind of look like this. And that looks really, really nice. Supposed to house like hundreds, even thousands of employees. This massive office project is now on pause because they're not exactly hiring employees. And Google layoffs have been going on for quite some time. Like in 2023, they basically fired like 6% of their total workforce, or about 12,000 employees. And that number is still ongoing. So the layoffs are happening bigger in Google. Everyone is losing their jobs in tech. Nobody is happy at all. Let's see what happens next. I could tell for sure that these buyouts will continue to happen. Google is actually a lot nicer than other companies. They're offering buyouts to employees. Tell them to please quit, and then they'll give you like a pretty fat check. So let's see what happens. But I can tell you for sure that if you want to work in tech and you just graduated from college, it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult to get.